The United States Senate has approved a major reorganization of American intelligence gathering agencies. The bill responds to criticisms from the bipartisan 9/11 Commission. It concluded that the U.S. was still vulnerable to terrorist attacks. The House takes up its own version today, but without the bipartisan mood that prevailed during the Senate debate. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The Senate's intelligence reform bill confronts some of the problems the 9/11 Commission found. It would create a new, powerful position of National Intelligence Director, one person to manage and coordinate the work and budgets of intelligence gathering agencies. And it was so popular that only two senators voted against it, on the grounds that the bill was too much change too fast. West Virginia's Robert Byrd likened the Senate to a whipped dog, obediently complying with the White House.
Why is there such a clamor to vote on a bill that is increasingly viewed as a way to make political hay in the hours before a presidential election?
Still, 96 other senators voted for the bill, making it strikingly bipartisan for legislation that makes such sweeping changes. Maine Republican Susan Collins and Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman guided the bill through its crafting and debate. Lieberman said after the overwhelming vote that the process was very positive.
One of the most satisfying parts of the deliberation in the committee and on the floor is that some of our colleagues who started out most skeptical or opposed to what we were doing, ended up supporting the proposal because they believed it was right.
And Arizona Republican John McCain, a powerful political figure with both presidential candidates this election season, said it was one of the prouder moments of his 18 years in the Senate.
I would like to again express my profound and deep appreciation to Senator Collins and Senator Lieberman, who have displayed, I think, adequately for all Americans, as well as members of this body, that if there's a cause great enough and people good enough, that we will act in a bipartisan fashion for the good of this nation.
Today, the debate moves to the House of Representatives, where the tone couldn't be more different. For weeks, Republican leader Tom DeLay and Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi have held dueling press conferences, sparring over intelligence reform.
As we come closer to this debate and the vote on the 9/11 Commission Implementation Act, you can see the Democrats running for cover.
House Republicans stand alone as the only obstacle in the way of passing a bill that will make America safer.
The bill the House will take up today was crafted and introduced by Republican leaders with little to no input from minority Democrats. It goes much further in strengthening government powers over illegal immigration and tracking suspected terrorists inside the U.S., among other things. And those provisions make it much more controversial. Many Democrats accuse the Republican leaders of pushing provisions that would infringe on civil rights. And so House Democrats have aligned themselves with the bipartisan Senate version of the bill. But they won't have a chance to vote on that version, since the Republican leaders will bring only their bill to the House floor. And it's not just Democrats who are angered by this. Several 9/11 victims' family members showed up to apply pressure at a House Republican press conference yesterday. Beverly Eckert is on the family steering committee that worked with the 9/11 Commission.
The majority shouldn't control everything. You know, they should have input from the minority. I just think that's only fair. And I really hate to see the controversy and the divisiveness that has arisen because of that process.
Eckert and other 9/11 victims' family members worry the return to partisan bickering in the House could end up derailing the entire bill. And that fear is not baseless. The House version is likely to pass this week, but it's unclear what will happen when Senate and House negotiators try to iron out the many differences between their bills. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.